The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold, stand out.
Dallas Cowboys fans, make it a silver and blue holiday season with A Cowboys Christmas, featuring everyone's favorite Cowboys fans, Skeeter and Duane Millette.
Deck the halls with Dallas Cowboys.
Happy Dallas Cowboys Christmas. Gonna win the first place crown. To playoff time, and then we're crying, knocked out in the first round. Who the hell wrote this?
Oh, God dang it, Duane.
I ain't singing this. This is ridiculous.
Yes, it's all your Christmas favorites, decorated in beautiful silver and blue.
Hark, the Cowboys game is on. Time to get some drinking done. Shots of whiskey while I cheer. Guzzle down a case of beer. Dang, I hope that they don't lose. I get mad after some booze. Stomp around and throw a fit. Trash my house and break my shit. Then I'll probably start a fight. Find myself in jail tonight.
The perfect gift for the Dallas Cowboys fan on your list. The Dallas Cowboys Christmas with Skeeter and Duane Millette. Order yours today.
God dang it, Duane, you're just so dang stupid.
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online. Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cut.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
In the gun, three receivers right. McCaffrey is the tailback. Fakes the handoff. Saints bring pressure. Done. Incomplete pass. The Saints are going to win it. The Saints defense comes up big again and win this game in Carolina.
A 36-yard attempt by Robbie Gould to win it. Kick on the way by Robbie Gould. It is good. And the 49ers beat the Seahawks. Yeah, it's about time.
God, here comes the rush. They're coming in. He is firing. Incomplete. The game is over. The Eagles win. They have upset the Rams as they shock the NFL.
The snap. High. The spot. The kick is up. The kick is good. Bullseye. Bullseye. Hopkins hits it. And the Redskins win.
Rivers in the shotgun. Woo-hoo! Throws to Mike Williams. Caught. Touchdown. Mike Williams with his third of the day. Rivers rolls to the right. Throws to the end zone. Caught. It's good! It's good! Mike Williams with the grab! Game is over, Chargers win! 29-28!
Brady in the gun, fourth down, four-man rush. He takes the snap, he waits, he throws it for the goal line, and it's broken up at the goal line, and this is a game in the history books. Pittsburgh defeating the New England Patriots and Tom Brady 17-10.
Keenum waits, takes the snap. He got hit and got sacked!
Peppers.
Peppers got him! He got him! Peppers got him! Pour a little pepper on it! The Browns are going to win it! Peppers came up with the play of the game!
The Bears have won it 24-17 over the Green Bay Packers. And it's been an anguishing absence from the playoffs. 7 years, 11 months, 27 days. The NFC North 2018 Division Champions.
Bears.
Got Bears.
Oh my gosh. What a weekend.
All right, I got. What a weekend. Three things I want to say. Number one, Josh Johnson, baby. He's our boy.
Woohoo! I was happy for you. I was happy for you. I was not happy for those fucking Eagles.
Fucking Eagles. fuck the Eagles. And by the way, this shocking of the NFL brought to you by the good people at Jim's Gutters and Roofing.
They shock the NFL. What a cut. Take a seat and calm down, Merrill. Shock.
Foles magic.
Oh, my God.
How about this one? How about he caught Keenum, he hit Keenum, he sacked Keenum. That was a rocket shot, too, man, when he came flying through there. That was pretty cool at the end.
Yeah, it was. Peppers.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Go Browns.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's Believe Land, baby.
I didn't have any amazing dramatic ending clip there from anything with the Cowboys, so didn't bother.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
There wasn't any excitement in that game, so.
Well, here. Let me summarize the Cowboys output for the day. Ready?
Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Dallas Cowboys.
Zeke looked like the only guy that wanted to play.
I think he was the only guy that wanted to play. I mean, if you tell me I'm going to Indianapolis in the second week of December, I'm like, really? Come on. Really?
Is that what it was? Well, thank God they didn't need it.
Really?
You know, because all they got to do is win a game, and they win the division, so.
Oh, so they didn't need it. Is that what I'm hearing now?
No, they didn't need it. I didn't say that's why they lost. I'm just saying I'm glad that they don't need it.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Mom, put fear in your heart. Colt McCoy walking around the locker room today without a boot. All right, that wasn't that scary. I know.
Well,
it wasn't that scary.
I would feel better with Colt in there over who you got in there now, to be honest with you.
Dude, that was a high school offense, and we beat the Jaguars, which, by the way, is the most pathetic offense I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
That's
oh, my
funny.
God. They had a total of 21 net yards passing. 21.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Whew. Sorry about that. Captain of the guard, Hungarian Zoltan. He was devastated. He tweeted me during the game. I told you our team sucked worse than yours.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 345. That astounds me in itself. We just keep doing this show.
I know.
And nobody's hitting the damn donation button. It's Christmas, folks. Could you at least throw us a bone here? Donation button. Click, click, please.
Yeah. Anyway, be careful. They will mail me bones.
Coming up, ad-libbing in Pittsburgh, good receivers in Pittsburgh, Devlin does Pittsburgh, and a lot more. But something we haven't done in a while, let me give you the numbers on the pigskin pick'em. And right there, we have a tie for first place with We Are Ready for the Football.
Okay. I'm not going to say that.
And can you lend a pencil? Bandit Max, it's 2018, brother. You need to change. I'm sorry.
That's right. And I'm sorry. We've got to cut that right there, Tom. You called him brother. That is cultural appropriation. We're not allowed to do that.
Why? Well, I'm white and he's white.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. You appropriated another culture and used a word that we just feel awkward using. It doesn't work. You even said it with the R. You know what? There's a whole difference, Tom, between a brother and a brother.
I said brother.
Well, I know. God, well, R on it.
John.
You should leave it with the A on it to emphasize, brother.
All right, now you're doing it. Stop it. All right. My gosh.
That was the part meant to make you laugh.
I got lots of friends I call my brother.
Would you lend a brother a pencil?
I'll delete that out. Actually, I won't delete any of it. That was hilarious when you said that. When you said that on the show, delete that. And I go, okay. And you go, no, don't delete any of it.
he said, brother.
Right. In third place, I kiss my kids in the mouth. Number four, T.O. can't make me stand.
I bet he could. He'd find one reason to make you stand. He could. He wasn't going to stop till he found something for everybody. If you got to pee because I've been talking for 3 hours, please stand.
And number five, it's Anglo Vike, and of course his team name.
Ball God.
Is Testicles Trusty Todger.
Oh, no. I fall down in awe and booty glory of my saltiness, you mortals. Testicles here, God of Balls. I just want to thank you guys over there in the UK for continuing to keep those boys hairy. It gets cold up there in the Northlands, I know it does, and that trusty Todger's going to shrink right up over top of you and leave you hanging. So, good thing you got that fur there, boys, and that's all I've got to say. The rest of you people with all your clean shavenness can take a lesson from these guys up there in the old UK. I have spurted!
Hey, when the real big guy comes on again, we got to tell him, keep that guy out of here.
I don't know that he can tell that guy to do anything.
Oh, he doesn't have power over him? Oh, well, that'll
does
be
anything. Nothing has power over him.
Okay, well, that's an interesting conversation to have with the big guy the next time he shows up. You don't have power over testicles? Is that right? Okay.
Maybe we should find the god of vaginas, and that's who's got power over testicles.
All right, I threw in number six just because I love the name. Gork, hear growth.
Gork, hear growth out of, I can't even remember it, Deshaun. Gork, hear growth. Gork, hear growth.
I'm in 15th with I Give Some Props. My wife, props. Danny, is in 18th, and at number 34, the Hella Enchiladas.
The Hella Enchiladas. On the first page, Tom, I want you to know this is like the first time in 6 years I've been on the first page this deep in the season. I'm fucking thrilled. You know why?
Why?
Because I only ever if I had picked the Thursday night games, I might be up to maybe number 26. But I always remember like on Friday morning, oh, shit, fuck, I got to make my picks.
And remember, I'm using the name I Give Some Props, and my wife uses the name Prop Stealer.
Right. Because we all know what happens in your house.
Well, I'm looking at the past 4 weeks and going right back, starting 4 weeks ago, here's how many each of us got right. We each got 11. We each got 10. We each got 7. Then this past week, I got 7. She got 8. She gained one spot on me this past week.
Probably,
in the past 4 weeks. That's crazy.
I tell you, she got the 8th one because that's when like her hair fell over and you couldn't see over her shoulder to look at her paper anymore.
Well, obviously, she's looking at mine, John.
Oh, is that the way it is? I see.
Just like she does on my fantasy football list.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about her in fantasy football. She's one put me out this year. Ended my season.
She's going to punch me in the mouth when she hears this, believe me.
I don't know. I think she should at least save her punches for people who made the playoffs. You know, don't waste any knuckles on these schmucks.
Yeah, she doesn't want to talk about that. She had a rough week, man. Mm. All right. Anyway, let's get on. Like I said, the Eagles. God, why? They're back all of a sudden. Now they're back because they got Foles. If they're back and they're ready to roll and win everything because they got Foles, why were they starting Carson Wentz all year?
Well, he had a broken back. That's why you start him, because you got to really just fuck him up. I thought one of the weirdest headlines I'd read all this year was Wentz has fractured back, Eagles still determining whether he can play Sunday.
Yeah, what is that? What?
What? That doesn't sound right.
And has he been IR'd?
I would assume he has been. I would think so. The fact of the matter is, Tom, I'm not saying shit, because last year at this time when they put Foles in, we were laughing like hell. I think what I said was, it's going to be so sweet. Those tears are going to be so sweet when it finally happens, and it never fucking happened.
We picked against them every week, and they won. No matter
what. Who the fuck do they have next week? Who do they have this coming week?
Texans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Texans, but they're at home. So they're playing the Texans at home. That's a tough, tough, tough game.
That doesn't matter.
And they just told Nick Foles they weren't bringing him back next year. So maybe he's going to be like, you know what? Fuck you.
I don't know if they told him that. It's projected they won't. He's a $20 million cap hit.
Yeah, they ain't going to bring him back. Either that or they're going to cut loose broken back boy like a lot of their fans
want. You never know.
They want to cut Carson Wentz all of a sudden.
Well, here's Nick Foles on why he loves being an Eagle.
That's the thing that I love about being an Eagle. We lean on each other. Adversity does hit. What are you going to do? You see teams when adversity hits start turning on each other. There's a couple moments in this game that were pretty big, and there was never any turning on each other. It was, hey, we got you. Hey, offense, hey, we got you, D. Like, that's what it's about.
That's what it's all about, John. Sitting here having coffee, watching my daughter. That's what it's all about.
We got you, man. We was leaning on each other, and we was telling each other, I got you, and that's what it's all about, Tom. We lean on each other when adversity hits. Look, let me tell you something, man. When adversity hits in Washington, because, you know, our team doesn't fall on each other. Our team attacks the fans. Our team turns around and looks at the fans and go, y'all motherfuckers suck. Y'all should be more like Bill Belichick's crowd.
Right.
Oh, what a disaster that was. But shit, man. What else is Foles going to do? You know, he won the Super Bowl in the same situation last year.
Well, we'll see. I expect
they were underdogs, right?
I expect a scoring fest this week. We'll see who wins, but I expect a lot of points in this game.
Tell you what, I do not expect to see Jason Kelsey's "I'm the Grandmaster of the
fucking Pride Parade costume this year. He's going to put that bitch in mothballs because the Eagles ain't going to win another one. No.
Just don't say that.
I just did. Damn it. I just did.
Hey, guess who's no longer facing adversity? The Packers. They're done.
They are done. However, Aaron Rodgers is not done. He's going to play this week.
I know. Here, he, you know, listen to this.
So having watched you all these years and get used to seeing you, almost all your throws are right on the money. And this year, it seems like you've missed more throws than in the past. Does it feel that way to you? And if so, what do you think might be the factors there?
Just not being on the same page with the guys we're throwing to.
You don't think like you just missed throws?
Oh, no, there's missed throws for sure. Yeah, but you know, some of the ones that you probably think are missed throws, maybe we're just not on the same page.
Yeah, some of the ones you think. See, remember it was a couple years ago? He's like, you know, you see things differently on the field than the way we see things on the field. He's just like, you know, I've been watching you a long time. You're really good. And now all of a sudden you suck. Why is that?
What the fuck? Jimmy from Facebook. Yo, Aaron, you fucking suck. What the fuck? You can't hit the broadside of a barn no more.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm starting. Hang on a minute. I got to get this out of my throat. Ah.
So having watched you all these years and get used to seeing you, almost all your throws are right on the money. And this year, it seems like you've missed more throws than in the past. Does it feel that way to you? And if so, what do you think might be the factors there?
Just not being on the same page with the guys we're throwing to.
You don't think like you just missed throws?
Oh, no, there's missed throws for sure. Yeah, but you know, some of the ones that you probably think are missed throws, maybe we're just not on the same page.
So basically what he says is, Aaron, what the fuck's up with you? You suck, right? He goes, oh, no, I'm just not on the same page with these guys over here. And the guy goes, well, yeah, but you suck, right? Aaron goes, I think a lot of times that you might think, yeah, I have my bad throws, but I think most of the time when you think it's a bad throw, it's because of these guys over here.
So he's throwing his teammates under the bus.
Of course he is.
Man.
And he should, except for, you know, Devontae Adams.
The bus, it comes around for everybody.
It's coming around for the Dolphins this year.
All right, let's talk about this guy.
Roethlisberger.
What a game.
That was a great game.
That was so entertaining.
Yeah, and you know, at the end, I expected Brady to score. I did.
Oh, yeah.
You know he does, right? I expected him to score. They get down to about the 25 or so. I can't quite recall where they were. But all of his passes from that point on, they were just bad. So he sucks. He's done. They fucking stink. They suck. They're done. They're done. They're kaput.
Yeah.
He's gonna retire.
Yeah, okay.
Belichick's done. They're fucking done.
Sure, everybody's just counting them out. Nobody's afraid to play them, right. Okay. Well, here's Roethlisberger.
That's right, baby.
Here's Roethlisberger.
There was a lot of kind of ad-libbing out there in terms of putting guys in spots. Wow. I mean, there were things that we don't even have formations for when we were going five wides. I was kind of like, you go there, and you run this. So
I thought that was so interesting. So he really was. They were out there drawing up plays in the dirt.
Antonio, you are this pebble, okay? You're going to run over there and turn to the left and wave at the cheerleader. All right. You know, I got to tell you something, Tom. It's nothing special, you know.
Hey, Ben Roethlisberger with two Super Bowls.
Thank you, winner of two Super Bowls. I'm just putting this out there, you know, Tom, that the whole NFL is known for ad-libbing, you know. There are many ad-libbers.
Yeah.
In fact, much of my career was built on an ad-lib. Did you know, Tom, did you know this?
What?
When I played in my first Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks, you remember we won that game?
Uh-huh.
I tried to run to the outside to score a touchdown. Do you recall?
Yes.
I fell down. Yes. Yeah, I fell down. Yeah, I fell down like a big clumsy ox, and I landed on the one-yard line, and then I bounced, and I was still on the one-yard line. But you know what happened next?
What happened next?
The referee ad-libbed, and he said, touchdown, and Ben Roethlisberger. I said, woohoo! I am Ben Roethlisberger, and I am about to win my first Super Bowl, and I would like to go pick up some college chick and maybe bang her in a public toilet.
All right.
So it all came from a wonderful ad-lib that I think everyone appreciated. And then remember later on, they ad-libbed a penalty on the quarterback that threw an interception. They called him for unnecessary roughness for making the tackle on his own play.
I remember it well.
It wasn't unnecessary roughness, though, was it? It was some stupid shit they called Matt Hasselbeck for some kind of penalty on. He was making the tackle on his own interception.
And I think they called him for holding.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, dude, he's got the guy with the ball. Oh, I couldn't believe that.
While Ben Roethlisberger is here, Ben, one of our listeners, would like to know, his name is Chris, would like to know if you know any Christmas carols.
Well, of course I know some Christmas carols. However, I do not know why they call them carols. That doesn't make any sense to me because they are songs, are they not?
Yes, they are.
All right, here we go. I'm going to sing some Christmas songs.
Uh-oh.
Traditional classics. Ready? Here we go. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells?
Jingle bells. Jingle with the bell.
No.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Okay, no, now you're on. That's Deck the Halls, not Jingle Bells.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm sorry. I haven't been caroling since last year. Okay, ready? Deck the Halls. Deck the Halls. Fa-la-la-la-la.
No. That's not right, Ben. No.
I'm sorry. Maybe I don't know any Christmas carols. I do know them, though.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, Chris, I think the answer to your question is no.
Silent night. Silent night. No one make a noise. Because no. If you do, I'll tell on you, and then you won't get no toys.
All right.
Okay, oh. Hark, my neighbor Harold sings. joy to the...
Enough. I enjoyed hearing the Michael Irvin Christmas carols at the end of the last show.
Oh, yeah, they're always full. They're ridiculous. I'm sure we've got ones now that we can even get almost down to the note.
Oh, probably.
Probably.
Let's see. Though. Okay, so we were talking about Belichick, and man, he actually, this is the most, you know, it wasn't typical. This was not typical. He was specific and gave credit to the Steelers' receivers, and this was a different Belichick. Listen.
They made a couple of great catches. They got really good tight ends, really good receivers and tight ends. They got it's a great group, and obviously a great quarterback that, you know, makes some tremendous throws. Even a couple of ones they caught, I mean, we were all over, and they made great catches.
You know, he specified, we were all over them, and they still made great catches. He just got really specific about it, and I'm just not used to that.
They're just a great bunch of guys. Really. You know, it seems like every year I see them, and gosh, they're just the best.
He sounds like he's been drinking beer or something. You fellas, let me tell you something. Every year we kick your ass, and finally you got us, so cause you guys are the best. You know that? I really like you, you big lummox. You know, you excelled in all three phases today. You know that? You guys are great.
Guess who's edging closer and closer? You know, and they lost in this week, and the Saints won, but is Peyton, Sean Payton and Drew Brees. You know,
right?
Because Belichick and Brady, they own the record for the most regular season wins together between a quarterback and a coach. Peyton and Brees.
You know who just went, ooh? You know who went, ooh? The Eagle fans.
Ooh, really?
Bills fans. Wow.
Sean Payton and Drew Brees just won their 117th regular season game together with the Saints.
That's cool.
12-9. That was,
I know.
I was like,
that's
man,
weird.
What? It was what they would call a slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker. Oh, you know, what it shows me is if you take Michael Thomas away from the Saints, they don't really have anything left for Brees to throw to. They just, remember you were telling me, shoot, man, you guys go back and listen to a show maybe last year. Simi Cobb played for, I think, Indiana, and you were talking about how he was kicking the crap out of Ohio State one day. Even though Ohio State was comfortably ahead, this guy Cobb was going to play on Sundays, you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Redskins picked him up as an undrafted free agent after the draft. He's been on our practice squad all the way up until last week, and the Saints poached him.
Oh.
So, yep.
I
watch
also
this guy.
Saw.
Well, the Redskins made him, they tried to make him a better offer, and he was like, let me see, practice squad or playoffs, possibly being number two wide receiver today. No, I'm going to play with Drew Brees. Bye. See you at the Super Bowl. Fuck off.
Well, shit. I also heard Ted Ginn may be coming back in time for the playoffs.
You know, I had such hopes for him this year. I drafted him in most of the fantasy leagues I had. I think if he hadn't have gotten hurt, he'd have been a hell of a receiver for Breeze, man. He would have been great for Breeze.
Absolutely. He was last year.
I saw a video of Drew Breeze in his house playing football with his kids that was just great. He had them all lined up, and they were just running between the couch and the table, and he was throwing these little footballs up so they could do diving catches on the couch. He had them running like an assembly line. They'd catch it, jump up, throw it back to him, run out and get back in the circle. Oh, my God, it was funny as shit. Yeah, I was like, damn, how cool is it to have Drew Breeze as your dad? That's fucking great.
All right, so like I said, they got that was their 117th regular season win together, and that moves them into second place. Mm-hmm. Do you know? Okay, so like I said, Belichick and Brady are in first place. Now Peyton and Breeze are in second place. Do you know who they passed?
Who's first?
Who did they pass?
Who they passed?
Who is now in third place?
Oh shit! I would maybe Shula and Marino.
Bingo. Good job. Ding, ding, ding. John's a winner. You get a gift card to the Lion's Den.
Shit. Does that mean I have to go buy Lion's gear? I mean, I'm buying a Lion's shirt or something.
No, the Lion's Den. That's adult toys and sex stuff. Yeah.
So I guess that means yes, I do. Because that just signals to everybody I'm a masochist. I'm a magnificent bottom. You can tell by my Detroit Lions apparel.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. If people in Detroit had computers to listen to us on, they'd be turning us off.
So 117 wins, and if they want to pass Belichick and Brady, they only need 92 more. So, hang on. Bang Radio Hour.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Jeff Fisher. Remember me?
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, nobody.
No, yeah, I do, of course, Jeff. I remember you. My gosh. Who doesn't remember you?
Listen, well, I just wanted to call up and tell you, it's real great that you're talking about, you know, Sean and Drew and all those guys like that, and Bill and Tom. And I just want to let you know that if I would have been given a chance with Jared Goff, I could have done that. I could have done that.
With Jared? Uh-huh. Well, how long do you think that would have taken, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. What is it, 2018? You know, maybe 300 games, you know?
300
games? Win 117?
Games?
Sure. Give me till, 2065? Yeah. I could have done that. But, you know, nobody believes in Jeff, do they? No, they say this guy's just a mopey guy. I don't believe in him.
Yeah, you know what? We did believe in you, Jeff. We thought you were going to set a record, and you let us down. Goodbye.
I tried.
Jesus Christ, man. Did we turn on the suicide hotline number or something? The old ex-NFL coach suicide hotline?
All right. Hey, you want to hear some analysis?
Sure, I would love to hear some analysis.
All right, so Tony Romo and Jim Nantz were doing the Steelers-Patriots game. Man, we can't get away from this game, can't we?
Well, I mean, hey, you know, it was a good game. It was one of the biggest games of the week, aside from that smashing Redskins win over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, great.
Man, that was...
the Redskins had 55 yards passing.
That's all they had?
Not much more than that. No, it was really not a good game. It was just terrible. But I got to say, the Jags were the worst offense I've ever seen. But we're not going to get into that. It's not worth talking about. We're talking about a much better game. We're talking about the Steelers getting the monkey off their back.
Yes, in a play involving Devlin, the Patriots fullback, and Romo's going to do analysis.
Starting to run the football effectively.
They need to because these guys are rushing the passer. And it's a fullback wham, which means Devlin goes down on a big guy.
Oh, is that right?
Jesus. Devlin's in the huddle like, what? No, come on. We're going to do the wham again. I don't want to do the wham.
Devlin goes down on a big guy.
Uh-oh.
The defensive lineman are like, hey, look, man, I'm reading wham. What about you? How you feeling?
Starting to run the football effectively.
They need to because these guys are rushing the passer, and it's a fullback wham, which means Devlin goes down on a big guy.
I knew we shouldn't have worn these black pants. They make my butt look good, and now he's all excited. I think he's coming to judo. He goes down on a big guy.
Devlin goes down on a big guy.
Right. Well, that's just disgusting there on CBS television. You know, Phil Sims. Phil Sims. If we'd have had him, he'd have explained it a lot better. Don't you know that?
That's a wham play, which means that Devlin's going to pull out that guy's cock and put his mouth on it, or he's going to block him. I'm not sure whichever one comes first.
John, this is a family. This is a family show.
It's real. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right, kids. Sorry about that. And after Devlin finished sucking off the defensive tackle, he gave him a puppy.
Oh, my God.
There you go. And they all lived happily ever after.
Have you ever heard of this analytic company called EDJ Sports?
EDP Analytics.
No, EDJ.
EDJ, no. EDJ Sports. No, I've never heard of this company.
All right, well, they
Do some analyzing.
Oh, my God, John. They can tell you to the hundredth of a percent your game-winning chance, the play you're running, the percentage that it's going to give you a game-winning chance, what the percentage is. This is
That's
ridiculous.
Cool.
Okay, so they
that
keep...
That is stupid, because... Well,
okay, all right, well, let me explain.
All right.
Okay. So, on Saturday night, the Broncos were losing to the Browns. 17-13. Right. There's 4 minutes 39 seconds left in the game. The Broncos have a 4th-and-1 from the Browns 6-yard line. So they've got 6 yards to go to get a touchdown, and it's 4th-and-1.
Right.
All right, so Coach Vance Joseph decides he's going to kick a field goal.
He kicked the field goal, right.
Right. So that means he's putting the team in a position that's going to make it 17-16. So he's putting the team in a position where they have to make a stop and score again. In what is already a low-scoring game. Okay.
Right. They haven't been able to move the ball all night.
Yeah. He said, Joseph said, I trust our defense to get a stop there. And he says, he's got one. He's, he goes, I got one timeout remaining plus a two-minute warning. He actually had 2 timeouts remaining. But had they gone for it, that would have given the Broncos their best chance to win. That would have, that the Broncos had a higher chance to win that game if they had gone for it, according Right. to EDJ Sports, who calculated, this is ridiculous, who calculated that the field goal put the Broncos' game-winning chance, GWC, that's what they've got in parentheses next to it, that's what it's officially called, the GWC.
The GWC ratio.
26.7%. Had they gone for the first down when it was 4th-and-1, that would have put their GWC at 59.8%. All right, we're talking about 33.1% better chance of winning
right,
the game had they gone for
a third better. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good odds.
Where do they get this?
Dude, for one, EDJ Sports is Earl, Donnie, and Jeff. And they're just 3 guys that sit around in a garage and talk about this shit so much that they can say they ran through simulations 25,000 times and be correct in saying so.
Oh, God, they're using Madden. They're using Madden. They're putting that situation in Madden and making it go for it or making it kick the field goal and then letting it play
probably
out 100
yeah,
times.
Probably. Either that or they're just sitting there drinking beer and going, nope, 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 he wouldn't do that. He'd fumble. That's what would happen. If I've told you once, I've told you 10,000 times. He's going to fucking fumble.
Oh, my God. That's great.
That's right. You, EDJ Sports. If they still had such a thing on Sunday mornings, you'd see them at 9 o'clock on ESPN.
Let me tell you today's winners here on EDJ Sports. Call me right now at 1-800-BULLSHIT because I will sell you everything.
Hey, you know that guy is a conservative radio host now?
Oh, really?
Right now on Root.
Okay.
Yeah, he found another group of suckers to sell shit to. I mean, hail to America. Yeah. Earl, Donnie, and Jeff Sports. That's
all I
right.
Can do. All I can do is
laugh. We done run this through the simulation 10,000 times on Madden. What was it, 15, 16? We just updated it. Everything's cool.
John, I swear to God, everything out there is a scam. I can't take
yes, it
anymore.
Is.
I can't answer my phone. I can't answer my door. I don't even want to get the mail. It's scams coming at me. I can't go on my computer. I can't get, my God, Facebook now. Facebook is sharing all my messages and everything with everybody. I'm like, oh my God, just, I'm about to unplug the power.
You had to anticipate that though. Yeah. If anybody tells puts everything out on Facebook, it's crazy, especially people that put like, oh, look, I took a picture of my grandkids in the bathtub. You know where that picture is now? Oh my God.
I heard over in China or Japan, one of the two, somewhere, artificial intelligence killed a couple guys. You hear about that?
I don't know.
A
robot?
I don't have the details. I don't know for sure. I thought I'd read that artificial intelligence, something that was an AI, killed humans. And I went, well, that's how Terminator started.
I can tell you this, if I'd had to sit through that entire movie, I might have just killed myself.
Oh, come on. Okay, I'm not even getting into this discussion with you, because we need to talk about our concern over that. We need to hope Saquon Barkley's career ends before the Giants get good.
You know, I got to tell you, I think the Giants might have gotten good before we fucking realized they were going to. Their dilemma's at quarterback now. Eli's not going to be able to stay, and they're going to have to get somebody new to come along. You know, because they've got players now. They can play now.
They've got a high pick.
Barkley's going to... What's that?
They're going to have a high pick.
I know, but they've got... I tell you what, they've got... Their offensive line got a lot better towards the end of the year here, and they've... Barkley is terrific. Fucking... They've got wide receivers coming out there wazoo. They've got a good tight end. They've got a quarterback that's not going to last long enough, though, unless they think they can squeeze a Super Bowl out of Eli next year.
I got two words for you. Nick Foles.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. He could bring the Foles magic to the Giants. Hell yeah. And then we could find a way that the fucking cap, we could find a way that John Mara cheated the cap. We could penalize them bastards.
All right. So
something.
Eric Dickerson, who owns the record for the most rushing yards in a season by a rookie at 1,808, says Saquon ain't gonna break my record.
Man, no, I don't want to break. Are you kidding me, Colin? Look, no, I don't want my record.
Oh, I'm sorry. He is on the Colin Cowherd show, but it's not. It's only a minute and 6 seconds. Okay, and it's not even Colin. It's mostly Eric.
Okay.
All right.
I can deal with that.
All right. Okay.
Colin Cowherd show.
I did hear something on Colin today that I want to go see if I can find online, because it'll be hilarious next week on the show. It's so good. It's exactly why
I'll have to work on my Colin Cowherd.
It's exactly why you hate him, and I'll just leave it at that. So anyway, Eric's talking about he doesn't want Saquon to break his record, and he doesn't believe that he will break. He might break the all-purpose yards record, but he won't break the rushing record. Here he is talking to Colin Cowherd about it.
Man, no, I don't want to break. Are you kidding me, Colin? Look, no, I don't want my record. Anyone who has a record, and let me tell you, they don't want their record broke. All these guys out there, oh, yeah, I don't mind my record. Liar, because you talk, man, I don't want that record broke. No. Have a great year, but don't break my record. Well, he's not going to break the one that really counts. That's the 1,800 yards. The yards from scrimmage, that's cool. I mean, I'll say this much here. Fantastic player. I think he's a great player. Yeah. You've heard me say this before, never thought much of Penn State running backs. To me, the greatest Penn State running back was Kurt Warner back in my era.
Kajana Carter?
No, not. I hate to say it. I like Kajana, but no. And Franco Harris. Those are the two. Those are the two I think of. After that, it was like, it's off the edge. And then this kid here, I hadn't seen him play much in college. I saw him play more in the pros. I'm like, I never heard him. And say, you never saw him play? I said, no. Then I watched him play. Man, he's a fabulous player.
But you don't want him to break your record?
No, I don't. Why do I? Let me ask you a question. What am I going to get out of it? You know, when he breaks the record, then they be talking about him, they be talking about me. That's why I want to keep that record.
Yeah, why would he want him to break his record? It ain't going to help him any.
That's right. Although, you know, when he says that everybody who holds a record is lying when they say that they don't want him to break it, I beg to differ, because Ed Furley, who holds the record for the number of times shitting his pants in a single day, definitely wants somebody to break that record.
Yeah.
But he's right. You know what? Every single athlete that gets to the point where they can set a record in the NFL, other than like most fumbles or something like that, is a freaking alpha that never wants to freaking lose anything.
Right.
Ever. Ever. Nope. He probably counts the number of ice cubes he gets in his glass and sees if he has more than you and goes, ha!
So, Dickerson with the Rams, 1983, 1,800 yards, 1,808 to be exact. Do you know who was second?
Rookie. Oh, shit. It's somebody unusual. He had something like 1,600. I know the Redskins had a couple of 1,600. Or was it? There was one unusual guy in the 80s, and Alfred Morris had a great rookie year, but I do not know who's number two.
I'll give you a hint. You want the team or you want the year?
Give me the team.
New Orleans.
Saints. Oh, shit. Rookie. Oh, fuck. Rookie back. Saints. Was it George Rogers?
Yes. Yeah.
Hot damn, there you go.
Dickerson broke his record, which was 1674.
Yeah, George Rogers was, he was damn good. That's why I associate, that's why everybody probably goes, oh, John, with the Redskins. That's, my brain spoke to me because he played for the Redskins for several years. And then I, okay, George Rogers.
Yep. In third place with 1,631 yards.
Right.
Is a cowboy.
A cowboy? Was it Dorsett?
No, Zeke.
Oh, Zeke. Oh, Zeke, a couple of years ago.
Yeah. In fourth place with 1605. Fourth place, 1605, played for St. Louis. This guy's record was broken by George Rogers.
Jerome, oh, okay, so it wasn't Jerome Bettis because it was, Rogers was back in the early 80s. They were in St. Louis at this time, or were they still in L.A.?
No, this was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, okay, so then I would say Metcalf.
Otis Anderson.
O.J. Anderson. That's right. He is a guy that nobody ever brings up for the Hall of Fame, but he's got over 10,000 yards rushing and a Super Bowl ring.
Otis Anderson.
It's the same dude, isn't it? Oh, no. It's not the same guy.
No, right, you're thinking of Otis Anderson.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Otis Anderson.
Yes.
He played for the Cardinals, and then he went to the Giants, and he won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And he punched the shit out of a guy on a run. Remember that freaking roundhouse he threw? That uppercut that he threw?
Vaguely. Was that him? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Finally, in fifth place, 1,553 yards. I'll tell you, it was 1999.
See, man, this is the point. These are where things get muddy, is in that range there. 1999. Pop, 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 pop.
If I give you the team, you'll have it in a heartbeat.
I'm sure I will, because I can't remember right off the top of my head.
Colts.
Oh, it was definitely Marshall Faulk.
No, it was Edgerrin James.
Oh, Edgerrin James. So I don't remember.
Edgerrin James led the league in rushing his first 2 years in the league.
He's another guy that's got 10,000 yards rushing and like almost 5,000 yards receiving.
He racked him up quick, man.
Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
That's the thing. If you got numbers like that and it still makes people go,
I don't know then. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and analyze.
We should just ask Earl, Donnie, and Jeff to run some simulations for us.
Well, here's some analysis in for Kansas City. Your fans are a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. What the fuck? I thought y'all had the most polite fans, best experience in the. Oh my God, you got to be crazy.
You know, John. Here's the thing. It's anywhere you go. What is the old saying? There's always a few bad apples that make everybody else look bad.
Yeah, there is. They're putting old young guys in headlocks for yelling and all sorts of things.
Right. Well, apparently there were some Chiefs fans none too happy, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't be happy either. They lost to the Chargers. What a game. Holy crap.
Yeah. What a game, yeah. But I don't know if I'd do this.
What a ballsy call to go for the two. Way to go. Way to get it. Why? What a play call. All of it. Just... Yep. You know, and I don't care. I'll tell you what. Ask me, Philip Rivers Hall of Fame. You're damn right.
You get the ring. I mean, you know.
I don't care. I don't care about the ring, man. That guy, he did that without.
He even got the pinky ring.
No Melvin Gordon. He lost Keenan Allen in the first quarter, and he just went out there and fucking just bullet after bullet after bullet. Antonio Gates out there still catching the damn ball from him. Are you kidding me?
I think that says, I mean, I'm not taking away from Philip Rivers because I don't know if you recall, but in our fantasy league, I did draft him to be my starter and ran with him all year long because I figured he'd have a good year. And I think I picked him. I can't remember if I picked him.
Oh, it was great.
I picked him to go deep.
He had, what has he got? He's got, I don't know, 10, 11 weeks in a row with two or more touchdown passes. It's ridiculous.
Right. But he's going against the Chiefs defense, which is really just Mother Mary's sister, the poor little freaking rejects and shit running around out there.
Fine, but they won.
Anybody going against the Chiefs, you just start them in your league.
They went into, right. Yes.
Yeah, you do. So, yeah. But all credit to him, man. I like Philip Rivers. I think he's got some guts. I liked how he left the field and waved at the fans like, bye.
Yeah, and then the fans threw beer at him.
He's a prick. I love it.
Then the fans threw beer at him.
Yeah.
Him and the rest of the team. And, but hey, John, we've got the The witness on the scene, 41 Action News in Kansas City.
This is not the way Chiefs fans thought the game would end. The Chiefs were leading until the final seconds of the game when the Chargers made a two-point conversion and won. What happened next was also unexpected.
People were throwing beers on the field after the game. They were not happy with what happened, but that's not what Kansas City is about. Shouldn't be doing that. We're still in first place. We're still going to win the Super Bowl. Not worried about it.
Oh. We're still going to win the Super Bowl. We're not worried about it. Are you serious? You know who your coach is? Do you know who your coach is?
Hey, listen, who's those guys out there throwing the beer? Hey, they suck. They've got the arm out there. They're lousy. What the hell's the matter with you? You got to represent better than that.
The big red coach from Scotland.
That's right. You shouldn't be throwing your beer there, laddie.
Oh, wow.
Grab a bucket of guts!
Uh-huh.
Our own 41 Action News reporter Jordan Betts was in the crowd and shot this video. More than 30,000 people have watched it, and overwhelmingly, Chiefs fans said they didn't like what they saw.
I was surprised. It's not, what you see from Chief Nation. Definitely did not expect that.
The Kansas City Chiefs have a fan code of conduct posted on their website, and clearly, throwing beer on the field is a violation. The Chiefs have security cameras throughout the stadium, rolling before and after the game. Chiefs security is looking at that video, and if they can identify the fans who threw things onto the field, those fans will no longer be allowed back in Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, shit. Action News 41 in Kansas City. I always love it when they've got the UHF channel Action News.
What is that? Do they know it's not 1987? 41 Action News. Are you serious? What?
41 Action News, Harry Sphincter Tom here in Kansas City for Action News 41. I'm here at Arrowhead Stadium where there have been multiple reports of hundreds of bottles of beer being thrown at Chargers players, particularly... that bastard quarterback is such a prick. He's waving right now. Everybody hates him. Somebody get him with one. Nail him. God damn it. Tom, this is an incredible scene. Chaos is everywhere as these bottles continue to rain down. I want to make sure that out there no one panics. The stadium is on lockdown. Everybody's been told to shelter in place until the clear has been given. I'm going to tell you to relax, Tom. This is not beer. It is Bud Light. It is the official sponsor of the NFL. And I believe it's the only thing in the concession stand that resembles enough to be possibly confused as beer. A more accurate description would be that the fans are possibly throwing beer-flavored lemonade at the players, bottles of Tennessee racehorse piss, but certainly not beer, so... Back to you, Brenda or Kathy or who the fuck you are this year.
Well, less mess.
Less mess, that's right, that was your guy, less mess.
Less mess, yeah.
Back
to you, Les.
Thank you, Harry. All right. Oh, I meant to do this. Look, I'm a good sport, and just for all the Cowboys haters.
There's the knee, right. And there's the ball game, and the Colts in Week 15 are victorious. They knock off the Dallas Cowboys 23-0 at Lucas Oil Stadium.
First shutout since 2003, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to go, Colts. The Colts are good.
God, I was happy for you.
I wouldn't want to face them in the playoffs.
I was happy for you and your Redskins, and you're over here cheering. Look at you.
Well, yes, I know. You know, because I'm just not that old schmaltzy guy like that. I'm sorry, Tom. You got shut out. I was glorifying in the fact that for most of the day on Sunday, my Redskins had scored 17 more points than everybody in the division because the Giants got shut out, too. But you're going to have your day. If you're really going to feel bad for me, you can start weeping now because the Titans are going to cream us.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
we get the Buccaneers.
What is Derrick Henry? He got 170 yards again this weekend. Holy shit.
I'm glad you brought that up because I almost forgot. Fuck Derrick Henry.
He's going to run it. Oh, I don't know. The Redskins stopped Fournette last week like he was nothing.
He got hurt.
So they can play run. Well, I know, but they play the run pretty well. So we'll see what happens. But Jesus Christ, man, he's probably going to have another 200-yard day.
Oh, hey, before we get to email, real quick, I got to play this for you. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Okay.
So they had the Miss Universe pageant.
Right.
The other night. And
right.
The girl from the Philippines won. Okay, so this is a big deal in some countries. I mean, major watch parties. These people, it's like, dude, this is their Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Right. All right.
So she was
Miss Universe pageant is their Super Bowl.
Yeah, Miss Philippines was one of the top. She was a favorite, you know, going into this thing.
She wins. The Japanese announcers start going, wah! Wah! Oh, he said Philippine wins.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Miss Universe has been announced in Japan.
All right. So they got these watch parties going on. And over in the Philippines, they got this big old, it looks like a big dance hall. You know.
Okay.
Like, that's right. A place you'd rent out for a wedding reception. And they got a big screen. And there is a party going on as they're watching the Miss Universe pageant. Dude, listen to. And it's all women. All right. But there, if you go on YouTube and you search fan reaction Miss Universe, you'll see all these different.
Right.
Like, I saw one where these kids were having a party and it was like guys and girls. And like, the guys are crying. They're bawling because she won. I couldn't believe. I was like, I didn't even know people really were cared. I had no idea.
These are guys that are going to spend a lifetime, or at least the first 15 years after they get there, maybe until they're about 32 or so, dressing up with like women and fooling guys that get off of Navy ships.
Okay, well, here's how it went. And of course, you know, Steve Harvey's the host.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But only one of you is about to become Miss Universe.
Let's go, Philippines!
It is our goal to fulfill our duties. The first world will take her place. Good luck to you both.
Wag lang mag-brown out. Charot! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Philippines!
The new Miss
Universe! Philippines, Lord. Philippines!
Oh, what? This, I didn't expect this.
Hello there, Tom. How are you feeling there today, huh?
I'm good. God, how are you?
I'm just fine. Listen, I got a couple of points to make, which is two more than the Cowboys did. Daddy bet on the Colts.
I guess it was my turn this week, John. Jeez.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you right now, that last dear Lord that she sent me right there at the moment was the what dipped it over. I went, what the hell? Give it to the Filipinos. What the hell, Philippines?
Really? That was you?
Oh, that was me. And let me tell you something. I think you people are very presumptuous declaring her Miss Universe when you're the only people in the universe you've ever seen. I gotta tell you this, Tom. Some flectarians are some hot pieces of ass. If it wasn't for the dick they have hanging off their chins, they'd be amazing.
Oh, my.
I tell you what, though. I do like yours. I do like yours. I was feeling pretty good that day when I created yours. Boy, those brunettes and blondes and Asians, Africans. Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's amazing. I do love it. Listen, I gotta tell you one last thing before I go. Steve Harvey's teeth are not my responsibility. I would have never done that to a person.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Okay, well, before you go, I have been informed that you, God, have no authority over testicles.
Oh, absolutely not. Hell no. That bastard does anything he wants. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That's why I watch this Miss Universe pageant. Because testicles makes me. And you should see what the God of Fingers makes me do with him. Oh, it's terrible.
What?
Hey, listen, I'm just like every other guy, right? I'm everywhere, just like you. I'm on your couch with a beach towel, watching the Filipino win the Miss Universe pageant. I have spoken!
All right, do the email. I gotta get out of this show.
Oh my God, that was disgusting. All right, let's see here. Tom, you fucking front-running lowlife of a Cowboys fan.
What'd I do?
I don't know, but they got your name right. That's good. How can you defend the non-fumble recovery by the Eagles, the disgrace, Tom, and then be pissy about your Buckeye boy not winning the Heisman? Fuck you. I will be sure to message a fuck you letter to you again after the Cowboys lose in the first week of the playoffs. Hope to see you during the Christmas holiday. Love, Mom.
Oh, God. I thought you were gonna tell me it was signed Derrick Henry.
No, well, I don't know. Yeah, it was your mom.
Okay.
Just checking in.
Oh, that was funny. That made it funny.
Hey, John, the Redskins fan in parentheses, and Tom, the Cowboys fan in parentheses. Why is it people can't figure that out? In parentheses, sorry. Greetings from Canada. Hey, that's Canada. Greetings from Canada, home of the beaver, the moose, and legalized marijuana. Once again, parentheses, sorry. How's the glory hole treating Jerry? Parentheses, sorry. Which local Walmart greeter have they hired to play backup or starting quarterback in Washington this week? Parentheses, sorry. This is the most Canadian email we've ever gotten. I'm going to pick on you, sorry. As a Bears fan who's had to eat shit for years, this is because you fucking people shit in the woods. God damn it. As a Bears fan who's had to eat shit for years from Packers fans and Vikings fans, can I tell you how nice it is to finally have a decent team and a nasty defense and a good GM and a coach that finally seems to get it? Watching Khalil Mack sack Aaron Rodgers with his ass might have been the most enjoyable thing I've seen in years. Parentheses, sorry. So fuck you, Packer fans, sorry. And fuck you, Viking fans, sorry. Aaron Rodgers can eat a big bag of shit, sorry. The Bears are NFC North champs, even if they get bounced early in the playoffs. I'm happy to have my team go from worst to first in the division and taking time to beat the hell out of one of the best teams in the NFC. Lose to the Dolphins, shithaul the Rams. What else can I say? I love football, by the way. Not sorry, go Bears. That's from Adrian Lindsay from up in the maple syrup area of the world.
The Bears. The Bears. Paul is sausage. The Bears.
Bears. Go Bears. Go Bears.
The Bears.
I hate the Bears. I'm a Viking fan.
Again.
The Bears.
Line.
Bears.
Bears. Who's the best quarterback in the league?
Manning 1, Grossman 2, and third would be Orton.
Who wins the fight between Butkus, Singletary, and Urlacher?
I'd go Ditka.
The Bears.
Da Fears.
Bears! Da! Both Bears! The Bears!
The Bears!
Okay, enough.
Enough!
We've had that for a long time.
Is that one of those YouTube 10 hours of Da Bears? Hey, you know who else you could call the Bears? The Redskins' opponent in the first round of the playoffs. Ooh, baby, I said it! Go Josh Johnson!
You know, John, 5 weeks ago, all I heard was, there is no possible way that a wild card will come out of the NFC East, and now it looks likely.
I know. What can I tell you? You know, the one thing I can say that's absolutely a fact that we will find out all throughout this show is that I don't know jack shit.
No, we're about to get to your picks here.
Right. All right. Matt Maixner on Facebook wrote to us. And I think Matt's a new listener, but I'm not sure if he is or not. I don't know. I have no idea. All right. Matt says, good job by Greg Minuski and the Redskins defense for basically prolonging the inevitable end of season letdown. Okay. I don't care. You know what? Let me down at the end of the season. I don't give a shit. We got two quarterbacks with broken legs. What do you want? My two show questions. Tom, when are you going to bring back bowl game audio during bowl season this year like you used to when we first started the show? So I guess he has been listening for a long time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have something like that. We just, you know, we're not going to make fun of, what's his name anymore? Lee Corso anymore, because he's had a stroke and, you know, that's just mean.
Oh, we would never do anything like that.
No. Of course not. We never make fun of a guy that had stroke and got on TV. Oh, I don't know, really around New Year's or anything like that.
Are we playing this year?
Let's see. All right, number two, Bang. All right, so he knows me as Bang. So he has been around a long time. Bang, as a Redskins fan, why are we the world's stupidest fan base?
I don't know. Why are you?
When you have far worse fan bases in the world, Cowboys, Eagles, and Patriots fan bases come to mind here. And since you are also a Redskins fan, does that mean you are stupid for being part of the world's stupidest fan base?
No, he's exempt.
No, I am not.
He's exempt.
Right. Well, no, it's not even that. Put it this way. A person who sinks his ship might end up on the lifeboat.
Right.
Even if he's the captain, right? The captain drove the Titanic right into the fucking iceberg. He's on the lifeboat. He's the dumbest motherfucker on there, right? But he's still in charge. So, you know, no, I'm not. I am. I'm exempt because I get to be the one that stands off to the side and goes, look how stupid all of you are.
Because you recognize it. That means you're not part of it.
Right. So, Matt, you can be part of the smart ones, too. Here's how you do it. You know, I noticed this week, Tom.
Well, he already is.
And this is going to play right to it. I'm driving around here. The Raiders signed Nathan Peterman, right? The Bucks worked out Nathan Peterman. The Packers worked out quarterbacks. None of them were named Colin, and nobody's bitching at any of them.
Lots of people are bitching.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's fine. Everybody just bitch. All right,
whatever.
So anyway.
Whatever.
Just asking, he says, personally thinking, I don't think you're stupid or whatever, but then again, follow the logic of what's being applied here. The fact that you think I can follow the logic that's being applied here means that I'm not as stupid as the average Redskins fan, so you're right. All right, the average Redskins fan this week spent a whole freaking bucket of tears crying over a fifth-string running back and a practice squad wide receiver. All right, dear NFL-related podcast. This notice is to inform you to immediately cease and desist of referring to the portion of the Jacksonville's Jaguars team charged with moving the football as the offense, in quotation. The term offense, and most particularly passing game or passing attack, is to be instead referred to in any other matter not related or in any way can be inferred to as having anything to do with moving the football, scoring points, and most particularly anything to do with passing the football through the air. Anyone hurt using these terms in reference to the Jaguars will be subjected to fine by the NFL. Regards, Roger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Last week, you wondered whether we were on first-name basis. Apparently so.
Hey, by the way, NFL-related podcast, this is the best NFL podcast on the internet. I've seen that in print.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen that in print, too. As a matter of fact, I've even seen it in cursive because I'm old enough to have been taught.
Right. Oh, and by the way, I heard rumor today, Nick Saban to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, Nick Saban's not coming out of college, everybody. Stop it. He's the highest paid government employee in the country.
Oh, they'll pay him more.
He's got it made down
there. He's tired of beating Auburn. Recruiting. He's tired of beating up on Clemson and Auburn.
I guess if you get tired of that, he's probably just tired of answering questions. Just imagine how many he's going to answer that.
There's a bunch of really young SEC guys on the Browns roster. They got 11 more picks in the upcoming draft. They got tons of cap space. Perfect opportunity for any coach, really.
All right, I just checked out the Facebook page with the thread here for the show this week. And Aldemaro Narvaez, our friend, asked Jerry what the hell he did to Stephen A. Smith's mama to get this much hate. I'm not even going to go and bother with why Stephen A. Smith hates the Cowboys. He's from Philadelphia, I think. But did you see him talking on ESPN with Teddy Bruschi and somebody else about the Chargers the other day and why he thinks they are so good and why he thinks this is that because of the tight end that hasn't played a down all year that's been injured.
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. Yeah, nobody's got an answer for Hunter Henry. And then he mentioned a linebacker who isn't even on the team anymore. And then he called them San Diego. And meanwhile, Teddy Bruschi's Frankenstein-looking face is making all these, like, he looks like a little puppy that heard somebody go, right? He's what? Stephen A. hadn't had a good month. There's a nice video of him falling asleep while somebody's trying to talk to him on TV, and this dude has to elbow him. You got to come out on social media more often just to see the goofy shit, Tom. I'm telling you.
You bored me.
There's three guys on the screen talking NBA, and he's on the end sleeping. Dude in the middle elbows him, and he comes up with his shoulders all flopping around like he's ready to fight.
All right, let's go to the picks. I was 1-1 last week. I told you I didn't like these games. I had Jags -7 versus the Skins. I missed that one. Bears -5.5 versus the Pack. I got that one. You were like, oh, how can you not take this one? The Hawks -4.5 at the 49ers.
I told you it didn't make sense, though.
How can you not take the Cowboys +3 at the Colts? How can you?
Right. I mean, yeah.
How can you not take the Fins +7 at the Vikings? Well, you got the Texans game.
But yeah, but I also said there's three games that just don't make sense. That there's always that game that doesn't make sense,
and I don't like those games.
The Seahawks doesn't make sense. They should have. How do you lose? Not only how do you lose, but how do they just give you a line like 4.5? They know something. They know.
Hey, we don't know nothing here. We ain't got nothing to say.
I feel like they give you if they give you a higher line, they make you think that the team's definitely going to win.
Right.
I think that might have something to do with it.
That's a weird ass. I mean, that's a weird line for a team as bad as fucking San Francisco and a team that's hot like Seattle.
You only dropped one game.
They outright win.
You only dropped one game because you went 2-3. This week, let's see. I'm 29-19. I got the Fins, Dolphins -4 against the visiting Jags. Texans +2 at the Eagles. Yes, the Eagles will come back to earth this week. Here we go. Vikings -6 at the Lions and the Rams. I'm going to take them. I don't like big lines, but the Rams have been winning by 14 or more like the last, I don't know how many weeks in a row, so I'm going to take the Rams -14 at the Cardinals.
Well, they lost last week to Philadelphia in the Foles Magic.
That's true, they did.
And they lost the week before to the Bears.
Wait a minute. What am I talking about then?
Jared Goff ain't feeling so good lately.
I'm taking the Rams -14 at the Cardinals because the Rams haven't won a game in 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought you said that they had been crushing people. Okay. That's what I thought you said.
I know what it was. The Cardinals have lost by 14 or more in the past 2 weeks.
Right. There you go.
That's what it was.
There you go. Last week, the Cardinals flew all the way to Atlanta to do that. You know, that's a long fucking way. They should have just mailed in a video of a field goal and fucking garbage touchdown.
All right. What are you doing?
All right, I'm taking the Bills +13 from the Patriots. The Patriots are reeling, Tom. They've lost 2 in a row. They're done. They're kaput. They're finished. They're fucking finished. That's it. They're done. Give me the Bills +13, because even if the Pats are done, I don't know if they're going to win by that much. The Bills' defense is pretty good. I'm going to take the Dolphins -4 over the Jaguars as well. I'm taking the Texans +2 as well. And I'm taking the Steelers +5.5 from the Saints. The Saints just can't seem to find the offense right now, and the Steelers are desperate.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. They need it. Like, you know, because, well, the Rams, they get the Ravens, right? Isn't that who? The Ravens go all the way out to Los Angeles. Oh, no, they get the Chargers. The Ravens play the Chargers.
Yeah, good game. Ooh, can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait to watch that game.
Defense travels.
All right. Two things before we leave. I want to say congratulations to my daughter, Danielle, who on Sunday got her degree from the Ohio State University.
Yeah, congratulations. Very good.
Now that's another Buckeye. Man, the alumni tickets, John. It's going to be a good life.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm going to expect one of the first baskets that are weaved.
It's all good. And I just want to tell everybody, have a Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, have a nice day.
Yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody, or happy holidays, or whatever you feel is non-offensive to
you. Yep, and we will be here to do a show next week, so.
Yeah. We'll. Yeah, because it's a Tuesday this year, which fucks up everything, doesn't it?
I'm on vacation. I don't care.
Way to go, Jesus.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Ugh, if I get one more card with other people's kids on them, I'm going to puke. Congratulations, Mrs. Johnson, you rented reindeer. I'm sure that didn't cost an arm and a leg. And look at these kids sweating in those Christmas outfits. You just know that picture was taken in July. Is that what the holidays are about? Torturing your kids? Paying for expensive Christmas symbols to don your holiday cards that no one wanted in the first place? And don't get me started on Christmas newsletters. I don't care if your 3-year-old memorized all the presidents. I'm unmarried and sad. Oh my God, I just had a breakthrough. I think I'll print that on my Christmas card. Merry Christmas. I'm unmarried and sad. And then I'll attach a picture of Jimmy and his fantasy football friends so everybody knows what I'm dealing with. Yeah, that's the spirit.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Go to a club for gentlemen where all the girls disrobe. There's one thing keeps me going back, the lack of their wardrobe. Maybe one will come home with me, oh, that is what I hope. Oh, I really like the one named Joy, a stripper named Joy. Oh, I really like some Christmas joy.
Kids, today we have a special treat. A word from your friend Santa. Cookies and milk. Motherfucking cookies and goddamn milk. Is that all you cocksuckers can think to give me? I bring you VCRs, video games, all kind of shit, and you give me cookies and goddamn milk? Yeah, that's a fucking fair trade. Did you ever think about a shooter? A few rounds of blow, maybe a blow job. I ride around all fucking night with deer shit hitting me in the face. I'm overweight, I'm constipated, and you shitheads give me cookies and motherfucking milk. Then I have to go back to the goddamn North Pole and stumble over fucking elves. And hey, you wanna know why we have elves? Because we don't have kids. Why? My wife won't fuck. I'm 300 years old, I've never been laid. And oh yeah, pardon me. There's something else you cocksuckers give me. It's letters. 3 billion motherfucking letters. Merry goddamn Christmas. Fuck you. I quit.
With the interception to seal the
law.
Very good,
Eli. You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites,
like Joe's Kitchen and Café Rouge.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare the Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.